Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is the first week of December. So I would like to call this the opening of the Christmas month.
我想, 许多人啊, 或者说是所有的人都是事实上很喜欢每一年到这个最后11月份跟12月份的季节。
I think most people or all the people must have enjoying the holiday season starting from the end of November.
对,每年到了11月份, 我们就开始, 准备感恩节。
So when November comes, we prepare for Thanksgiving.
那我们知道感恩节完了, 过几个礼拜就是圣诞节。
And then a few weeks later, we prepare to celebrate Christmas.
然后圣诞节之后呢, 也许我们会准备, 这个过年。
And after Christmas comes the New Year.
那很多人也会习惯性的在这个年底的时候，也因为这些节日呢, 就会, 想要有一些假期的时间。
And naturally, when all the holidays come, we will prepare for our vacation.
我想一般人喜欢, 这个年底的这些节庆的原因,
I think the reason why most people enjoy the end of year holiday season,
因为等于说能够从工作或学习当中能够有一点休息,
is because we can rest and relax from all the busy work and study.
对,我们可以跟一些许久没有碰到的家人们啊,或朋友们啊,能够一起相聚。
And we can get together with our family members and friends who we haven't seen for a long time.
那不但是能够跟他们, 在一起有谈话, 然后更重要是可以在一起吃东西。
We can enjoy conversations together, but more importantly, enjoy festive meals together.
那为什么, 很多人又特别喜欢圣诞节呢?
And other, what's another reason why people especially like Christmas?
因为圣诞节可以收礼物。
Because we can receive gifts.
那对有些人来讲, 给礼物也是一个, 很愉快的一个, 行动, 所以圣诞节又可以收礼物,又可以给礼物,就很高兴。
And for some people, the giving of gifts is equally enjoyable. So we are all very happy in this exchange of gifts.
我记得大概在两三个月前,
I remember about 2-3 months ago.
我们, 周四早上的这个, 查经班聚会的时候,
when we had our Thursday morning Bible study.
做了一个短短的一个算是一个民意调查。
And we had a little survey.
那我就问啊, 我说, 弟兄姊妹们啊, 在这个一年的假日当中, 哪一些假日是你特别喜欢的?
So the survey question was, out of all holidays of a year, which one is your favorite?
圣诞节呢, 复活节呢, 感恩节呢, 这个春节呢, 还是这个国庆啊, 还是什么, 这个, 工人节啊?
Well, Labor Day, Independence Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, you know, even Spring Festival, which one is your favorite?
那当然, 头两名,
so the top ten, I'm sorry, the top two, obviously.
第一个圣诞节,
Christmas.
另外一个是过新年,
and Chinese New Year.
那当然我们住在美国, 所以美国的环境过新年没感觉。
But since we are here in the U.S., there is no such atmosphere for the Chinese New Year.
但是呢, 圣诞节的感受很深。
But when Christmas comes, the festivity is everywhere.
那过去这一周, 这两周, 我们开始, 当我们带着孩子在这个, 晚上出门的时候呢, 我们就开始看见很多的这个, 家, 很多, 很多家庭开始布置他们的院子。
In the past week, if you drive around the neighborhood in the evening, you will notice many houses are decorated with Christmas lights.
Yeah, 把这些圣诞节的这个布置啊, 灯饰啊, 通通装起来了。
So the Christmas decorations, Christmas lights are all around us.
然后呢, 我们家小孩就讲了一句话。
And my kids said something.
他就说啊, 哦, 爸爸, 这个圣诞节是大家最喜欢的节日。
They said, Daddy, obviously Christmas is everyone's favorite holiday.
那我说这可以理解的，对不对？
So I think that's understandable.
我们刚刚就讲了这些原因。
For all the reasons we mentioned earlier.
然后他就说，这个第二个大家最喜欢的节日是万圣节。
And then my kids continue to say the second favorite holiday must be Halloween.
事实上啊，从一个层面来讲，今天在美国万圣节可能就是第二个，甚至可能是第一个大家喜欢的节日了。
To a certain degree, it's true. Halloween becomes maybe the most popular holiday in the U.S.
你在一年当中还有哪另外一个节日你会看到大家在他们的前院和房子上面这个设满了布置？
When would people put up all the decorations on their roofs, on their front yard?
就万圣节就是。
Halloween is the occasion to do so.
然后呢，要买很多的东西。
And you also have to buy a lot of stuff.
你要化妆，要有这个打扮。
And you also have to dress up, have to buy costumes.
对，要找各式各样的机会，要娱乐，要吃东西。要开 party,
and then find every opportunity to entertain you and friends and to have parties.
今天美国的社会事实上是越来越走入了一个属世的社会。
American society nowadays become more and more secular.
然后呢，越来越的这个世俗化，越来越物质化。
So the materialism and worldly culture become more and more popular.
那这个事实上当然不只是美国社会，我想这个世界上面许许多多，特别是这个要走向这个先进的国家，经济这个要发展的快的国家，都是走向这个物质主义，或者说是享受主义，或者说是这个消费者的一种文化。
So I think it's not just U.S. alone. All the countries, especially the developed countries, and those countries that are developing too, they are heading towards more and more consumerism culture, materialism culture.
对，我们生活在这个社会当中，我们也受到这个文化的影响。
And we, as people living in this kind of society, we are influenced by such culture.
我想或多或少，我们事实上对圣诞节的这个向往，也是受到这些事情的影响。
And I think more or less, our longing or our expectation for Christmas are also influenced by these cultures.
当我们想到圣诞节的时候，
when we think of Christmas,
我们也是想到要在家里面开始摆设一些装饰。
The first thing come to our mind is the Christmas decorations.
我们喜欢去买一个圣诞树。
Buy a Christmas tree.
要开始把它布置好，放在家里面。
And put up all the ornaments.
对不对？然后我们要开始想去这个买礼物。
And we start thinking about buying gifts.
我们想起来要装灯饰。
Put on the lights.
然后呢，这个圣诞节的假期的时候，我们要去哪里玩？我们要去见什么人
？And plan for Christmas vacation. Who should we visit? Where should we go?
那有些时候呢，我们想说我好想要的什么东西，赶快跟我的亲人讲一讲，让他们圣诞节的时候可以买给我。
And we are eager to let our family members know our wish list.
但是对基督徒来讲呢，那我们就会知道说，圣诞节的时候，好像我们也要庆祝主耶稣基督的诞生。
But as Christians, we are aware that this is also the occasion for us to celebrate the birth of our Jesus Christ.
毕竟这个字英文 Christmas 里面有 Christ 在里面，是不是？
After all, the word Christmas contains the word Christ.
那中文叫做圣诞节，这个圣诞是谁的诞辰呢？不是就是这位圣子耶稣基督的诞辰吗？
In Chinese, also, the word Christmas contains the meaning the Holy Son was born.
那所以呢，有些基督徒就说对，今天呢，不是就是这个圣诞节的时候，我们要为这个婴孩耶稣，我们要为他庆生。
So Christians will say, well, this is Christmas, so we want to celebrate the birthday of baby Jesus.
很可爱的一个婴孩，他在马槽里面，然后我们要为他过一个生日。
a very adorable, precious baby in the manger, and we are going to throw him a birthday party.
可是弟兄姐妹，这是圣诞节的意义吗？
But brothers and sisters, is it the true meaning of Christmas?
我觉得对神的儿女来说
I think for the children of God
弟兄姐妹，圣诞节对我们来说有更深重、有更广泛、有更有意义 的这个层面。
Christmas for us should have a much deeper, much wider meaning and implication.
圣诞节不只是庆祝这个婴孩耶稣在马槽里降生。
So Christmas is not just a celebration for the birth of baby Jesus in the manger.
对，圣诞节是让我们看见神的爱降临在我们的世界上。
Christmas is for us to witness, to remember God's love upon us.
圣诞节是让我们看见这位在马槽里的婴孩，他是神。
Christmas is for us to see this baby in the manger is God.
神的爱才让他独生子来到这个世上，为着是要能够将神最宝贵的礼物，生命的礼物赐给我们。
So God's love came down to earth, and He sent us His only begotten Son, for He wants to give us, the people, the best, greatest gift.
今天许多人事实上对圣诞节有一个很模糊的、不清楚的一个概念。
Nowadays, people have a very vague idea about Christmas.
或者是一个非常两极化的概念。
Or it could be polarized opinion.
这个圣诞节今天到底是一个世俗的节日呢，还是今天是一个基督徒要谨守的一个很严肃的一个这个属灵的节日呢？
Is Christmas a secular holiday or a very solemn occasion to be observed by believers?
那它既然叫做圣诞节，那好像是跟这个基督教有关系。
Well, as the name indicates, it must have something to do with Christianity.
可是今天我们过的这个所谓圣诞节的许许多多的传统，到底跟信仰、跟基督有什么关系？
But of all these traditions surrounding Christmas, how much of it is related to the belief of Jesus?
圣诞节事实上是在这个第四世纪。开始才变成拟定成为一种节日。
So Christmas was only officially became a holiday back in the 4th century.
你在圣经里面找不到庆祝圣诞节的记载。
You cannot find a biblical passage about Christmas.
你甚至你不会看到在这个圣经里面讲说你要在12月25日来纪念主耶稣基督的诞生。
You will not find that Bible says that you want to celebrate Jesus' birth on December 25th.
在第四世纪的时候，在罗马帝国里面。
But in the Roman Empire during the 4th century,
发生了一件事情。
Something happened.
就是当时在这个第三、第四世纪的时候，有一个很出名的一个罗马的皇帝，叫做康斯坦丁。
In the 3rd and 4th century in Roman, there is a famous Roman Empire called Constantine.
Yeah. 康斯坦丁作为一个罗马的皇帝
Constantine, the Roman Emperor,
因为受了他母亲的影响
through the influence of his mother,
他说他也要信基督教
So he decided to believe in Christianity.
他将整个罗马帝国所控制的这个国度从一个很混乱的环境当中等于说是把它统一了这个帝国。
So he united a then a chaotic Roman Empire.
他就说我要归功于这个我母亲的神耶稣基督所以我要做基督徒。
And he wanted to attribute the achievement to his mother's God, Jesus Christ.
所以突然之间呢，这个罗马最伟大的皇帝之一，他就说，今天罗马帝国公认的国教就是基督教。
And therefore, this greatest Roman emperor decided that Christianity will become the official religion of Roman Empire.
那当时罗马帝国的版图很大，欧洲、亚洲、非洲。
At that time, the Roman Empire occupied part of Europe, Asia, and Africa.
那所以呢，各式各样的当地的文化，就是成了一个好像一个大熔炉。
So it becomes like a melting pot of all sorts of cultures.
可是有许许多多的民俗传统和迷信。
There are many different traditions and superstitions.
那在十二月的时候，就是在一年的这个白日的时间最短的时候呢，是很多各式各样的这个文化里面，他们要有一个欢庆的时候。
So in December, around winter,solstice, many cultures, people from different backgrounds will celebrate.
那他们庆祝的是太阳神。
And who they celebrate is the god of sun.
在这个一年的时候，白日最短的时候，他们要开始欢庆，要为这个他们所敬奉的太阳神献祭。
So around winter solstice in December, when the days are shortest, they want to celebrate and worship the god of sun.
然后呢，盼望这个太阳神能够眷顾他们，所以呢，这个白日的这个时间会开始渐渐的变长。
So that they may gain favor of the sun god and the days will become longer again.
那当时这个教会的这个领袖，他们就看到这个情形，就说不好，不可以去敬拜邪神。
But the church leaders then saw this and decided that's not good. You should not worship idols.
所以呢，他们就说，我们就把这个十二月份结尾的这个太阳神的欢庆的庆典，我们把它改成庆祝主耶稣基督的降生。
So the church leaders decided to change this popular pagan celebration for the sun god and use this occasion to celebrate Christ's birth.
所以从那时候开始呢，这个在教会里面或基督徒就说，我们不去拜太阳神，我们不去参与这个太阳神祭祀的欢庆，我们就来纪念主耶稣基督的降生。
So the Christians didn't want to participate in the worship or celebration of the sun god, and they said, "Well, they are celebrating this pagan thing. We are going to have our own celebration."
我们知道这种强硬式的把一些宗教的观念要强制的这个加诸在这个不认识耶稣的人这个社会上面是不可能有什么果效的。那果然也是如此。
We know it is near impossible to force your belief upon non-believers, and indeed their efforts failed.
那延续到今天
，till today，
一千六百多年过以后
，after 1600 years，
今天我们之所以称为圣诞节的这个节庆，就变得。很混淆，很复杂，然后好像是七拼八凑的，有这个迷信，有当地的文化传统，然后又有好像一些基督教的一些色彩在内。
And today Christmas becomes this kind of confusing, hodgepodge holiday where all sorts of people, different cultural background, tradition, superstition, all celebrate this occasion.
放灯饰跟耶稣没有关系。
So the Christmas light doesn't have much to do with Jesus Christ.
圣诞树跟耶稣没有关系。
Christmas trees do not have much to do with Jesus.
那圣诞树下面放的礼物跟耶稣也没有关系。
Neither do the gifts beneath the tree have anything to do with Jesus.
那到底是不是十二月二十五日的确是主耶稣基督诞生的那个日子？事实上也是很有争议的。
And it's also controversial whether December 25th is indeed the day Jesus was born.
但是弟兄姐妹，这样子说起来，是不是我们就不要庆祝圣诞节呢？
So does that mean that we should not participate in the celebration of Christmas?
不是。
No.
事实上，我们应该庆祝圣诞节。
We should definitely celebrate Christmas.
但是我们庆祝圣诞节，是因为我们真正的知道圣诞的意义。
But we celebrate because we understand the true meaning of Christmas.
我们可以因为我们的家人、我们的朋友，我们可以在一起欢庆。
Sure, we should enjoy the gathering with family members and friends.
把房子布置起来，有一种欢乐的感受，这个也是很好。
And it is also very nice to decorate your house so we can enjoy the festivity.
送人礼物感觉好，拿到礼物感觉也好，这是很好的。
The giving and receiving gifts, we should surely enjoy it.
但是弟兄姐妹，真正值得我们在生命当中庆祝的是主耶稣基督的降生。
But brothers and sisters, the real thing that's worthy of our utmost celebration is the birth of Jesus Christ.
神庆祝他的儿子的降生
，because God celebrates His Son's birth。
所以，我们神的子民，我们更是要庆祝我们的主耶稣基督的降生。
So as God's children, God's people, we should also celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ。
不但我们自己内心里面庆祝
，we should not only celebrate in our hearts。
我们要跟我们的家人一起庆祝。
We shall celebrate together with our family members.
我们要带领我们的孩子一起庆祝。
We shall celebrate with our children.
我们要跟教会的弟兄姐妹们一起庆祝。
Celebrate with brothers and sisters at church.
我们要在不幸的家人和朋友和这个不幸的社会上面的人面前看见属神的人要庆祝主耶稣基督的降生。
We should also celebrate in front of all the non-believers so that they will see that God's children are celebrating the birth of God's Son.
因为在这个世界上没有比这个更能够带给我们满足感。
Because there is nothing else in this world that can bring us more satisfaction.
没有更多的，没有比这个更重要或更好的事情能够让我们欢乐。
There is nothing else can bring us more joy.
没有比这个更值得我们庆祝的。
There is nothing else that's more worthy of our celebration.
今天有两段经文，我们先来看第一段经文是在路加福音第二章。
We have two key verses. The first one's in the book of Luke.
路加福音第二章第八节到第十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 8 to 14.
在伯利恒的野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
有主的使者站在他们旁边。事实上，这不是使者站在他们旁边，是有主的使者突然在他们身边出现。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them.
主的荣光就四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
当神要将主耶稣基督降生的这个大好的消息要报出来的时候
，When God wanted to share。The great news, the good news of Jesus' birth.
他首先宣告的对象是牧羊人。
The people he first shared the good news were shepherds.
你知道这个时候，因为在第二章的前面，我们看见了玛利亚已经生了主耶稣基督，这个婴孩已经在马槽里了。
Earlier in chapter 2, we saw that Mary had.Given birth to Jesus, and the baby Jesus was already in the manger.
你知道神降世为人。
You see, this is God came down to earth, God's incarnation.
神从创世以后，因为人的堕落，神要拯救人，神要爱人的这个计划，是在主耶稣基督降生的这时候达到了一个高峰。
So God's plan, which He established since the creation due to the falling of man and the sin entering the world and His salvation plan culminated in this very moment when Jesus was born.
神对罪的代价的要求还有神对赦罪的要求都是在主耶稣基督的身上。
God's demand the price that men ought to pay for our sins are born upon Jesus.
神要将这整个世界重新塑造，重新回复到这个神的新天新地的心意，都是因为主耶稣基督来到世上，战胜罪，战胜死亡，而能够得到成就的。
And God's great plan to restore heaven and earth, to bring down the new earth, also fall upon Jesus Christ.
这么大，这么重大，这么伟大的这个信息，神现在要宣告出来了。
So God at that time was proclaiming this greatest news, the best news of all time.
这是神在人类的历史当中，他在救赎计划里面的一个高潮，是一个重点啊。
This is the climax of God's salvation plan. This is the most important moment in history.
可是神借着天使却对这群牧羊人宣告。
And yet, God, through an angel, appeared to a group of shepherds and bring them the good news first.
你有没有想过这个好像不太合情理？
Have you ever thought that this is not reasonable?
牧羊人是有身份、有影响力的人吗？
What are the social standing of shepherds?
你知道牧羊人事实上在当时，就算是今天你去想一个工作是牧羊的，不是一个什么高超的一个身份和职业。
At that time, or even nowadays, when you think of someone whose job is herding sheep, it's nothing grand, nothing important.
这就是为什么很多年轻人都，他们当时所谓的牧童，你孩子都可以去做的事情。
That's why we have, children can do this job, herding sheep.
你不需要受过很多年的或甚至高等的教育。
You do not need many years of higher education.
这也不是一个什么技术性的事情。
It does not require a lot of skills.
然后呢，这群牧羊的人还不是上白班的，这是上夜班的。
And more, even more, 日班的
白班。
Shepherds, these shepherds' shift is not even during daytime, but during nighttime.
所以他们还不是那个高级牧羊人，他们这可能是入门的，或者是这个比较没技术的。
So they probably were not master shepherds; they were apprentice or entry level shepherds.
那你为什么神会对这群牧羊人去宣告这个人类的历史古今往来，然后在神的救赎计划里面是最伟大、最重要的这个消息？为什么是向这群人说呢？
And why would God choose this group of people to share to?Announce the greatest, most important, most significant piece of news in the entire history.
就我们的观念来说，你会不会说神应该去跟可能跟祭司长讲啊？
From our perspective, maybe God should have shared the news with the high priest.
那或者至少跟那些法利赛人讲吧，他们是最懂得圣经，最在那边盼望等候弥赛亚的来临。
Or at least, God should share the news with the Pharisees. They knew the Bible the best, and they were the people who have been looking forward to the Savior.
那或者神可能向当时的罗马帝国的皇帝显现一下，那不是影响就很深吗？
Or God could have shared the news with Roman Emperor, and then the news will for sure be shared.Wide.
你要跟那个有身份、有地位、有影响力、举足轻重的人去说。
You ought to share a great piece of news with people with great social status, with influential, important people.
那上周听 Steve 翻译的时候，学了一个字，学了一个词。
So I learned a word from Steve's translation last Sunday.
神应该要去跟那个网红讲一下。
So, God should have shared the news with influencers on social media.
这么多人要跟着他们，他们得到信息一传出去，那不是全天下的人都知道这个消息的重要了吗？
So those influencers with such a great following, once they post it on their social media, everyone will know.
弟兄姐妹，这有两个因素呢。
Brothers and sisters, there are two aspects.
神做事总有他最完美的心意。
God's plan is higher than our plan, and He has the perfect plan.
神所有一切做的都是为着将他爱人和拯救人的心意能够明完全明白的表达出来的。
Everything God has done is for the purpose to clearly reveal His heart, His plan, His will to His children. His
当神做事的时候，没有一件事情是超出他的掌握的。
When God is working, there is nothing that's unexpected to Him.
所以，为什么神去找这些卑微的人、没有影响力的这群牧羊人呢
？So why would God look for these lowly shepherds?
你知道，就是因为这些牧羊人在当时的社会上是卑微的，是被人看不起的。
You know, it's precisely because these shepherds were looked down upon by people at that time.
这一群牧羊人，他们自己知道他们的卑微。
And the shepherds themselves are very aware of their lowly social status.
你记不记得在马太福音第五章那边，主耶稣基督讲到登山宝训的八福的时候？
Remember in the book of Matthew chapter 5 when Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount.
神说虚心的人有福了。
God says, blessed are the meek, the
poor in spirit.
The poor in spirit.
他说哀痛的人有福了。Those who mourn.
Blessed are those who mourn.
然后他说那些温柔谦卑的人有福了。
And he also mentioned that blessed are those who are gentle and meek.
神的救恩。
God's salvation.
神的生命。
The life Eternal life from God.
神的恩典
God's grace.
正是要赐给在这个世界上面哀痛的、卑微的、自己知道软弱有需要的人
are precisely for those who are poor in spirit, those who are meek, those who are gentle, and those who know that they had the need.
在这个世界上面觉得自己是叱咤风云，万事都掌握在自己手中，自己认为已经有的人，他们是不需要神的。
And those who felt like they had everything, and they had everything within their own control, the arrogant people of this earth do not need God.
当时犹太的王，他们不要神，他自己要当神。
So the king, the Jewish kings at that time, they didn't need a God. They want to be God themselves.
当时罗马的皇帝称自己为世上的救主。
And Roman emperor called themselves savior of the world.
当时在耶路撒冷城里面，这些祭司和祭司长们，他们是抓紧着自己的权力，然后呢，极尽的享受自己特权的一群人。
And the priests in Jerusalem, they totally grasp upon their power and use and abuse their power.
但是神却将他要赐给世人最宝贵的礼物的这个宣告，他告诉了这群心里面柔和谦卑，却是等候神的一群牧羊人。
And yet God chose this group of shepherds who are poor in spirit, who are gentle and meek, and chose them to proclaim the good news.
这些牧羊人可能没有高等的教育。
True, those shepherds might not have higher education.
他们可能没有高层的社会地位。
They do not belong to the elite of the society.
他们可能不是一群极具有影响力、有权力的人。
They have no influence or power.
可是我们可以看得出来，他们是一群敬虔的人。
But we can tell that they are a group of godly people.
因为当他们听完了天使对他们所说的话，当他们看见了这个刚降生的主耶稣基督之后。在二十节，我们看见他们就将荣耀归于神，赞美他。
Because after they heard the good news from the angel, after they saw baby Jesus in the manger, they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen.
他们心里面柔和谦卑，他们是虚心在主面前等候神的人。
They are gentle and meek. They are poor in spirit. They are the group of people who humbly awaits the birth of God.
他们正是那一群神所要的人。
This is the group of people that God wants.
因为这样的人是能够听见神声音的人。
For these are the people who have ears to hear.
这些人是听了神的话，然后就会从心里面，从生命里面，他们就会有赞美和感恩的回应。
These are the people who, after hearing God's word, they will glorify and praise God from the bottom of their hearts.
这是第一个层面。
That's the first aspect.
那为什么神特别要向牧羊人这个职业去做这个宣告呢？
The second point.What's the significance of this occupation, shepherds?
你知道，主耶稣基督的降临不是突然发生的一件事情。
You know, the birth of Jesus Christ was not out of nowhere.
主耶稣基督是世人的救主，他降临在这世上，是神一直以来对他所爱的人的一个应许。
The birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior's coming to earth, that was God's promise from the beginning of time.
神对亚伯拉罕说，
God told Abraham,
我要与你立一个约，
I will establish a covenant with you.
你将会有一个后裔，
You would have a descendant.
而这个后裔呢，世人全天下的各国各民都会因他而得到祝福。
And through him, all nations and all peoples will be blessed.
这是神给亚伯拉罕的约。
This is the covenant God established with Abraham.
神对摩西与他立了一个约。
God also established a covenant with Moses.
借着摩西，神将律法赐给了人，赐给了以色列人。
Through Moses, God gave the commandments to the Israel people.
而神所赐下的这些律法，所要让人了解的。
And through the covenant, through all the laws, God wants people to understand.
就是神是圣洁的。
That God is holy.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
他是不能得罪的神。
You cannot offend God.
但是神却又是那位满有慈爱、满有怜悯的神。
And yet God is also full of love and grace.
借着人在神面前的悔改，借着人因为宰杀这个祭物的这个献祭，神可以赦免他们的罪。
So the people who truly repent, who offer lamb as sacrifice.And God has the heart to forgive them.
这是神对摩西的约。
This is the covenant God established with Moses.
神与大卫王立约。
God also established a covenant with David, King David.
神与大卫王说，在你的宝座上，在你的王位上，我永远会为你预留一位，是永永远远做王的那一位。
God promised King David that on this throne
I will establish and maintain, yeah, your throne forever and ever. 而所有的以色列人都知道，所谓大卫的子孙这位王就是他们等候的弥赛亚，就是救主。
And the Israel people has always understood that this Savior, this King.Eternal King they are waiting for will be the descendant of David.
主耶稣基督
Jesus Christ.
他就是那位成就亚伯拉罕的约、摩西的约和大卫王的约的那位。
He is the one who will fulfill the covenant God established with Abraham, with Moses, and with David.
亚伯拉罕是牧羊的。
Abraham was a shepherd.
摩西牧过羊的。
Moses used to herd sheep.
他帮他岳父牧羊。
He was a shepherd for his father-in-law.
大卫王是牧羊的。
King David was also once a shepherd.
当神将这在这个人类的历史当中，在神的救赎计划里面，要将这个最高峰的这个好消息报出来的时候，他是对牧羊人说的。
So it is of some significance when God chose shepherds to be the first group of people to share the good news.
因为主耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的约、摩西的约、大卫的约的成就。
For the birth of Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the covenants with Abraham, Moses, and King David.
主耶稣基督是那位神应许给我们要来到世上成为我们救赎主的那位。
Jesus Christ is the one who is promised by God who is going to become the Savior of this world.
主耶稣基督是那一位我们可以因此蒙福的那位。
Through him, we will be blessed.
主耶稣基督是我们在神的面前可以得到赦罪，并且能够得到神恩典的那位。
And through him, we can receive the forgiveness and grace from God.
主耶稣基督是神国度的王。
Jesus Christ is the King.In the kingdom of God.
他是那位永永远远坐在宝座上面能够将带领神的子民进入神国度的那位。
He is the king who will sit on the throne forever and ever and bring the people into God's kingdom.
第九节，当主的使者突然间出现在这些牧羊人的身边的时候，主的荣光四面照着他们。他们就惧怕。
In verse 9, when angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
主的荣光代表的就是主的同在。
The glory of God represents the presence of God.
你知道对犹太人来说，对当时的犹太人来说，
To the Jews at that time,
大概有五百年的时间，他们没有主的荣光的同在。
There have been about 500 years they were without God's glory or God's presence.
你记得当以色列人在旷野的时候搭起了会幕之后
，So when they established the holy tabernacle in the wilderness.
这个神的云柱就移到了这个会幕上。
The column of cloud move upon the tent.
然后出埃及记里面就告诉我们说，这个神的会幕就充满了神的荣光。
So in Exodus, the Bible says, the holy place is filled with God's glory.
到了这个圣殿建立好之后。
When the holy temple was built,
所罗门把这个圣殿建好了以后呢，我们在历代之下，我们就看见神的荣耀充满了其中。
So we also King that's in King Solomon's time, and we also see that in Chronicles it recorded God's glory filled the holy temple.
神的荣光代表的是人的神的同在。
So God's glory represents His presence.
代表了这一群神所爱的人是属于他的人，并且是一个遵从他、信奉他、敬拜他的人。
Represents this group of people who has His glory with them. They are God's people. They worship God. They are godly people. They are humble. They are obedient.
但是很让人难过的是，先知以西结。 他看见神的荣光从圣殿当中从圣殿当中离开了。
What he said is
for Ezekiel.
Yeah. The prophet saw God's glory move away from the people, from the temple.
他看见神的荣光从那至圣所走到圣殿的门槛，从圣殿的门槛走到圣殿的外围，然后从圣殿的外围离开了圣殿。
So the prophet, very sadly, he saw that God's glory move outside of the most holy temple, and then from to the gate of the temple, and then outside the walls of the temple.
为什么神的荣光离开了以色列？
Why did God's glory leave Israel?
因为以色列的人民从王到从最高的王，一直到这个最低阶层的人，整个社会他们离弃神。
Because the Israel society, from the highest of the king to the lowest people, they turn away from God.
圣经上说他们是一群硬着景象的人。
So they are people with hardened hearts.
脖子僵硬，不愿意去柔和的去顺从神。
They are not willing to humbly obey God.
个人要各行己路。
They wanted to do what is right to them.
个人要走这个世俗上面不认识神的人的道路。
They wanted to follow the ways of the non-believers.
所以神就离开了他们。
So God left them.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
可是你看，当主耶稣基督再次降临到世上的时候，
You see, when Jesus Christ come again,
主的荣光就回到了这地上。
God's glory will return to earth.
主的这个神的同在就与世人就与我们在一起了。
And God's presence will once again be with us.
所以主的荣光在当时就围绕着这群牧羊人。
So at that time, the glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds.
可是主的荣光，主的同在虽然美好。
But even though the glory of the Lord is wonderful,
可是那是圣洁的荣光。
But it is also holy.
当一个人在主的荣光的面前的时候，我们就会马上的自行污秽。
So when a person comes before the glory of the Lord, we will feel that we are so unworthy.
突然之间我们就发觉我们自己的不敬虔，我们就发现我们自己的罪。
And our sins will be revealed to us, will be so acutely aware of our unworthiness.
在神的荣光的面前，罪是无所躲藏的。
Sin has nowhere to hide before the glory of the Lord.
在主的荣光的面前，事实上罪是需要被消灭的。
Before the glory of the Lord, sin needs to be eradicated.
所以牧羊人看见了天使，看见了主的荣光，他们心里面是极度的恐惧。
Therefore, when the shepherds saw the angel, saw the glory of the Lord, their hearts were filled with terror.
可是天使对他们却说的，你不用惧怕。
But the angel said to them, do not be afraid.
因为这不是审判的日子。
For this is not the judgment day.
这个是救恩的日子。
This is a day of salvation.
我要报给你们是一个大喜的信息。
The news I bring to you is the greatest, is the best news.
这个大喜的信息是给万民的。
And this good news of great joy is for all the people.
这个大喜的信息，弟兄姐妹，是给你的，是给我的。
This great news of great joy is for you and for me.
这个大喜的信息不但是让我们属神的基督徒可以感恩赞美神。
This good news of great joy is not only for us believers to praise and thank God.
这个大喜的信息也是我们要能够传给那些我们还不信神的家人和朋友的。
We should also bring the good news of great joy to our family members, our friends who are not yet believers.
这是神的宣告。
This is an announcement from God.
因为在大卫的城里为我们生了一个救主。
For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.
他就是主基督。
He is Christ the Lord.
这位救主。
This Savior.
他来到世上。
He came to earth.
不是只是为了要做一个有道德好像创造一个宗教的一个先祖而已。
He's not here to be a standard of high moral or be a founder of a religion.
这位救主来到世上是为了能够让我们的罪在神的面前可以得赦免。
He came to this earth for our sins to be forgiven.
为什么这位救主不像天使一样突然就出现了呢？
How come this Savior...did not just appear suddenly like the angel did.
为什么他要以一个人的样式，以一个这个可怜无助的婴孩的样式来到这个世上？
Why did he come to the earth in a humble, meek image of a tiny baby?
希伯来书里面告诉我们，因为他要完完全全成为人的样式。
In the book of Hebrew, it says that he would became a true man.
所以他可以体恤我们人的软弱。
So he could
sympathize
with the weakness of man.
同样的，他可以以一个完完全全人的样式，替我们做一个完全的罪的献祭。
And because he is 100% man, he can he can bear our sins 100%.
你说这是不是值得庆祝的？
Isn't it something worth of celebration?
第一位亚当被神创造。
The first man created by God, Adam.
他背逆了神。
He disobeyed God.
他犯了罪。
He committed sin.
可是这第二位亚当是神他自己。成为人的样式。
And the second Adam, that's the incarnation of God himself.
是一位无罪的。
He is without sin.
第一位亚当因为罪死亡了。
The first Adam died because of sin.
可是主耶稣基督这第二位亚当却战胜了罪，却战胜了死亡。他是复活的主。
And the second Adam, Jesus Christ, overcame death, overcame sin, and he is the resurrected God.
所以今天他可以拯救你，可以拯救我。
Therefore, he can save you, he can save me.
所以因为主耶稣基督的降世。
Because of the birth of Jesus Christ.
因为那位在马槽里的那个婴孩他是神。
Because the baby in the manger is God himself.
神的爱就向我们彰显了。
God's love is revealed to us.
这是神所赐给我们最好的，在爱当中所赐给我们的礼物。
This is the greatest gift from God because he so loved us.
弟兄姐妹，你喜欢收礼物吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you love receiving gifts?
不是只有孩子喜欢收礼物啊，我们都喜欢收礼物。
I believe not just kids, but also adults enjoy receiving gifts.
前几天有一位弟兄送了两盆花到我们家来。
A few days ago, a brother gave us two pots of flowers.
他说我送给你两盆不实际的东西。
He said, I gave you something that's not very practical.
可是那两盆花放在我们家里面。
But the two plants, the flowers,
就让我们蓬荜生辉了。
In our house, that really...
两颗圣诞红。
Okay. Yes. 我忘记圣诞红叫什么。
Well, yeah, the brother brought me two pots of... 我也忘了。
You know, the Christmas flower.
突然间忘了。叫什么？
The red, very Christmassy flower that really shone upon our entire house.
I keep thinking chrysanthemum, but it's not chrysanthemum.
It's not Christmas.Something else.
I forget. It's the Christmas plant.
Yeah.
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Again, this Christmas plant has nothing to do with Christ either. 所以这个圣诞红也跟耶稣没有关系。可是呢， 这个礼物我们收在心中，我们是很喜乐的。
But even though it has nothing to do with Jesus Christ's birth, but it brings us great joy.
弟兄姐妹，神要给你礼物。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to give you a gift.
如果创造宇宙万物的神要给礼物，那是不得了。
So it is, you know, how important, how significant it must be if the creator of the entire universe wants to give you a gift.
如果今天神说我要送礼物，你排不排队？
If today God announced that he's going to give gifts, are you going to rush to stand in line?
他要不然不给，他要给起来，那是丰最丰富的。
So he, either he will not give a gift, but once he will give a gift, it must be the richest, the most earth-shaking gift you can ever receive.
是我们生命的得救。
It is the salvation. It is the saving of our life.
是我们生命的丰富。
It's the abundance of our life.
是我们每日生活的盼望。
It is the desire, the hope of our everyday life.
是我们对生命的执着和价值。
It is the value, of our life. It is what we hold on to.In our life.
这个是圣诞节，主耶稣基督降生，值得我们庆祝的。
This is Christmas. This is why, we want to celebrate this occasion because Jesus was born.
当天使向这个牧羊人做完了这个宣告之后
，After the angel made the announcement to the shepherds,
第十三节，突然间又有一大队的天兵同那位天使一起赞美神。
In verse 13, it says, "Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying."
他说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
They're saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth." Peace among those with whom he is pleased.
你们有没有收过一个孩子出生的通知过？
Have you received a card announcing a baby's birth?
越有身份的孩子是用越有身份的方式去发报的，对不对？
So if the baby was born in a very good family, they was.Use a very important way, to announce his birth.
越有身份的人所差遣出来的报信的人，这个报信人的身份就代表他要报信的这个主人的身份是如何，是不是
？The status of the messenger, represents how important the one who sent the message is.
神差遣天使，还有天君。来宣告他自己儿子的降生。
So God sent the angel and a multitude of the heavenly host to announce the birth of his son.
神自己的荣光与这群天使同在。
The glory of the Lord shone, around them with the angel.
神他庆祝他儿子的降生。
God himself celebrates the birth of his own son.
因为这是他对我们爱的彰显。
For this is a revelation of his love for us.
约翰福音三章第十六节怎么说？
What does it say in Book of John, chapter 3, verse 16?
神是如此的爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
在这个圣诞节的季节
during this Christmas season,
当你忙着在布置自己的房子
when you are busy decorating your house,
当你在忙着为家人朋友在采购礼物的时候
when you are busy shopping for gifts for your family and friends,
庆祝主耶稣基督的降临。
Celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
你有没有机会在这几周当中去读主耶稣基督降世的经文？
Have you had a chance to read the scriptures regarding the birth of Jesus?
结婚的夫妻有没有能够一起在神的话语面前，然后呢彼此的分享默想主耶稣基督降临在你生命当中的意义？
Married couples, did you have a chance to share with each other the meaning, the significance of the birth of Jesus in your life?
父母们，当你在给孩子圣诞礼物的同时
，Parents, when while you're giving Christmas gifts to your children,
你愿不愿意把神所赐予他们最好的礼物，能够跟他们清楚的分享
？Are you willing to share clearly with them the gift from God, the greatest gift of all?
当你在写圣诞贺卡，要问候家人朋友的时候。
When you are writing Christmas cards to be sent to your family and friends,
你愿不愿意像这群牧羊人一样？
Are you willing to be just like this group of shepherds?
因为知道了神赐予我们最美好的消息，你愿意在人的面前赞美感恩？
Because you know this, the good news of greatest joy, you're willing to glorify and praise God for the things you've received and the things you understand.
当你跟不信的家人和朋友一起聚集联络的时候
，When you gather together or be in touch with your friends and family who are not yet believers,
让他们知道你庆祝圣诞节，因为神给了你这个大好的信息。
Make it clear, let them know you celebrate Christmas because of this good news of greatest joy.
圣诞节真正的意义
The true meaning of Christmas
是马槽里的婴孩是神
Is that the baby in the manger is God.
圣诞节真正的意义是神的爱与我们同在
The true meaning of Christmas is that God's love is with us.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你让我们在这个十二月份圣诞的季节当中，我们可以来思念我们的主耶稣基督的降生。
You let us have this opportunity to remember, to ponder upon the birth of Jesus during this Christmas season.
这真是在古今往来，在人类的历史当中最重要的一个时刻。
This is the utmost important moment from the entire human history.
主，这是你在你的爱的当中所给予我们的救赎计划的一个成就。
This is the fulfillment of the salvation plan you gave us in your love.
神，你自己降世为人。
God, you came down to the earth and become a man.
你谦卑地限制了自己。
You humbly limit yourself.
你成为人的样式，为着是要让我们的罪能够得到赦免。
You became man so that our sins can be forgiven.
主，你让我们思念你的美好。
God, let us ponder upon your wonderful, your love and your, how wonderful you are.
主，让我们再次的想念到你所赐给我们这个贵重的礼物是是我们何等的赐给我们何等的喜乐。
Let us once again think about how much joy this great gift you have given us.
而在我们当中，如果还没有认识主耶稣基督的朋友
，If there's anyone who has yet to come to know you，
我们盼望今年圣诞的这个季节，他们能够认识并且接受神你所赐的这个最好的礼物。
It is our hope that in this Christmas, in this season, they will come to know you and receive this greatest gift of all.
主，我们是呼求你名的人。
Lord, we are a people who call upon your name.
我们是你的教会。
We are your church.
我们愿意在圣诞节的时候，我们愿意庆祝你的诞生。
On Christmas, we want to celebrate your birth.
愿你的名得荣耀。
We want to glorify your name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.